We have an entrepreneur in our organization, Nancy Ford Winters, who owns Branches, and she'll tell you all about that. And she's going to talk to you all about Social Security and you. Nancy?
Yeah. Right in front of you. Right. Bringing it down. She's a little shorty. There you go.
Good morning, everyone. Or should I say good morning, NFBers?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron Brown. Thank you, conventioners. And thank you for inviting me. My name is Nancy Ford Winters. I happen to be from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I've been affiliated with the NFB since 1980, but I'm still young. And I'm here with Latrice Jeter, and we're happy and hopefully can give you some information on what we do. And since I'm first, I will tell you that I've had Branches, and that's my company, for 30 years, and I am a Social Security expert. I mainly am in doing the work incentives, but I do have information on other areas of Social Security. Ron wanted me to give some information out this morning regarding those of you who are a little above the age of 60 and considering or have considered and are retired. And, oh, is that you, Ron? Oh, and that want to know about being vested. Being vested is when you reach 65 plus, and it is individual. In other words, it's not the same age for everybody to become vested. And just really being vested means that you no longer have to be penalized when you are retired, receiving retirement from Social Security, and you're being penalized when you want to go back to work and earn a little extra money to subsidize your income. Now, and after that, it's usually 2 to 3 years after your 65th birthday, and you're able to make any amount of money you wish to, and that is a good thing. And if you're able to do so, you can jump up and snap your heels together and clap your hands, but on the way back down, grab your cane. I've done this work for several years, and as I told you and said before, I'm actually work toward the area of work incentives. That means when you're disabled and you draw your Social Security check every month and you want to go back to work or start a business or especially get an education, like go to college, community college, etc., or maybe you just want or wish to get a trade. Everybody doesn't want to go to college because people who have trades can make big money, you know. I don't know how many passes I've written over the last 30 years, but it's been hundreds. And some successful and some not. But most success has been given to those who really want to do this. I can't get into what the passes is all about because I would be with you all day, the evening, and tomorrow. But the PASS stands for P-A-S-S, PASS, Plan to Achieve Self-Support. And that is money that if you are approved and prove what you want to do, like go back to school, and believe me, I do have college graduates, and may I take a sidebar here and tell you about one. He's an NFBer. He's in Israel. I'm looking for him because Social Security has an award for him because he's receiving his doctorate degree. And you, the NFB state of Indiana, and the national NFB has given him scholarships. So when Matt Yater wanted to get and change his life and make his life better, go back to school, and he did it. And he was my client. So give him a hand. And that's what the PASS does for you. It helped to pay for, including you, his education. And now look where he is. He is soon to be Dr. Matthew Jeter. Yater. I'm not going to take a lot of time telling you about Social Security. But what I would like to do for the finish of my time is to see if you, with someone's help, and it could be Connie Jolly is my friend, my staff, my driver. She's been with me almost 16 years, and I say give her a hand too. She stood me this long. And what I want to do is hear from you, if I may.
Get to a microphone. Microphone. Is it cordless? Can somebody run it around?
Is it cordless?
So we had a cordless mic, and it
caused okay.
My name is Caprice Capers. I have a question. Okay, can you guys hear me? Okay. My question...
Just talk louder. I can still hear you.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. My question, since we're getting the 1.6% and by me working, how much could I make?
Yeah, the COLA.
Yes.
That's what it stands for, cost of living. And you're right. It's that big whopping 1.6. And I think it comes to about $18 a month. Okay. However, not to worry, because Medicaid is right there in line to get her part. And you may get enough left over each month, $3 to go to McDonald's and get the dollar cheeseburger, the dollar drink, and that little pack of French fries. They haven't said yet, and I did ask this week, how much when you're working.
Correct.
And how much you can earn.
Correct.
Now, I will tell, they haven't said that yet, but right now it's nearly $2,200 a month that you can work, you can earn and work.
Oh, it's 2040.
It'll be 2000.
That's for SGA. That's for right
now. Yep.
2040.
Okay, because right now it's like 1,000.
Just a minute. Is right now what?
Right now it's like 1,950.
No, it's not.
A month.
That's for two. What I just quoted is 2019.
So it's 2,000. Okay.
$2,040 is what you can earn each month.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right, listen up. Here's some housekeeping real quick.
Okay.
One of the things I want you to do, if you have a question, I need a runner to help the people to the mic. I know this is a video of the mic. We had mics around the room. See, someone at the Apple site, that's enough to help somebody get to the cable okay, site.
Ron?
I'll do it. I'm sitting over by the microphone.
Nancy? Yes.
It's Corey. The SGA is $2,110 for 2020. Is that the question?
No, it hasn't come out for 2020 yet.
Yes, it has.
Well,
because I've seen it. $2,110 is the amount that.
Say it again.
$2,110 is the SGA for 2020.
2110, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else got any questions on benefits?
Okay. Right. Question?
All right.
Yes. Right here. Put it up to your mouth.
Okay. Rebecca? Okay. So, can I ask a question? Okay. Okay. So, I'm currently working, and we are required to submit pay stubs and our receipts to, you know, for them to figure out your spending. Well, I'm doing exactly what I'm required to do, but for some reason, I'm consistently getting letters stating, like, you owe them.
Yes.
This is with, yeah. And so, but I can't figure out what, and
let
then they'll.
Let me ask you this. You're saving your check stubs. How often are you sending them in or taking them in to Social Security?
At the end of every month.
And do you leave your stubs there? Do you get them back?
No. But I make copies, though, just in case.
You're on SSI, right?
I'm sorry?
Are you on SSI? Because that's...
I get both now.
You're getting both.
I'm currently getting both.
You should not be... You shouldn't owe anything if you're staying with it under the guidelines. And if I were you, I'd make an appointment and go in and sit down and talk to a representative.
Okay.
And don't leave your check stubs with them.
Okay.
They don't want you to make copies and send it in. You have to take it in. But if you send it in, go in with them and get your copies.
Oh, we're not supposed to just send copies. We were told to just send copies.
Oh, you can send copies?
Well,
different strokes for different places, I guess. But anyway, keep your check stubs because it means a lot. And then I'm going to have some cards, and I don't have Braille cards, but It does have my phone number. And not to take up any more time, and if you would call me, tell me your name again.
Rebecca, I just had one more quick question. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me finish. Then give me a call so I can send you an email and what you need to do when you go into the office, okay?
Okay, and my other really quick question is, when do you totally transition from SSI to SSDI?
When you have enough quarters to get off of SSI? 40?
No, no, not if you're blind. It depends on... Do you want me to... I actually...
Go ahead.
Yes.
The Social Security regulation reads like this. If you are blind, you need one quarter of work from every year from the onset of blindness, beginning at age 22, for a minimum of four quarters. So if you've been blind all your life, you need a minimum of four quarters. Now, that doesn't mean that those work quarters earned you enough to get totally off of SSI, but how long have you been working?
Because are you working part time?
Yeah, you are. No, you should not.
Yes, yes. You need an on the third or whenever. But also those quarters are over $1,000. You know, each quarter. And but you won't know until you sit down and let them know what.
Sure, they have you down as a blind person.
Well,
there's a box they have to check, and if it's not checked, mm-hmm. they're going to treat you like every other disability.
That's right. And make sure since you're on Title II, which is your SSDI.
Yeah.
That you are also on the program for the SGA, which is the almost $2,000.
Question?
Okay.
Question?
Okay. FEWEs actually are supposed to give you more incentives than the URI, which is the impairment-related work expense. But they don't really want to recognize those, and they're so little utilized, the BWE is. But frankly, nobody wants to use it. And so, therefore, it's not because they have, number one, have to have the instruments or the necessary things that to go into BWEs that they you know, while they're working and their needs. I mean, one of the things I remember is a one-handed typewriter, a braille writer. I've never seen one myself. And you get a deduction for that. And there's many other things. So what... Right, and what I have done, but I have not utilized the BWE that much because nobody ever wants it or has the requirements necessary. So I put them both together, the URI and the BWE. They accept them both for anybody.
Okay, this is Jim Hamrick, and my question is, I'm drawing disability right now and also working in the vending program. And when a person turns 65 years old who is drawing disability already, will that automatically, when you hit your 65th birthday, switch over to regular Social Security, or will it stay disability insurance, or how does that work?
Well, you do switch over to retirement, but you're still a disabled person. You don't lose that. And back to after you turn, are you 65 already?
Not yet. No, I've got a couple of years to go yet.
And,
but I was...
and remember, I was talking about being vested. I can't say because I don't have your file up in front of me. Only Social Security has it. But when you turn 65 in 2 years, 2 to 3 years, which would be between 67 and 68, and you need to ask them this, too. You should become vested. And after that, you can make any amount of money you want to, unless you want to retire and go home.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. How do you get vested, though? I mean, because
it's automatic. Go in and talk to them.
So even though I've already been drawing disability for several years, that doesn't count as far as being...
And believe me, I'm not going to tell you my age, but I am vested.
Right.
And actually, I haven't got there yet, but I could make $1 million a month.
Right.
And guess what they told me? Nothing changes. It's just... one of their rules, regs, whatever. But you don't check. You're still disabled, and you still are able to still have the benefits under being disabled. Okay,
but it still takes that 2 to 3 years, whether you've been drawing disability forever or not.
And everybody's is different. Everybody's.
Okay, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Joanne.